What three strikes does is target the most serious career criminals who commit the vast majority of crimes.
Brian Gerwitz, a deputy district attorney in Orange County, California, took a 12-week leave of absence so he could work for the campaign to defeat Proposition 66. He contends the three strikes law is an effective tool in keeping down California's crime rates and that the harsh sentencing guidelines are applied to only the most deserving offenders.
Three strikes targets recidivist, dangerous felons who have at least two serious or violent felonies in their background.
While Gerwitz concedes the three strikes law is faulty, he maintains that Prop 66 is not the fix, and if passed, more than 26,000 violent predators would be let loose onto California's streets.
It is beyond dispute that Proposition 66 would result in child molesters, murderers, and rapists getting out of prison.
The murderers, the rapists, they're not going to be released.
Irene Rodriguez, Northern California coordinator of Families to Amend California's Three Strikes, or FACTS, has a different take.
That's what they say, the floodgates are going to be let open and all these prisoners are going to be released. It's false. It's to scare the people. It's a scare tactic.
She says voters were misled by the same rhetoric 10 years ago, and now her son Ralph is among thousands of people stuck in what she refers to as an early grave, locked away in prison.
When the law was written in the beginning, it was definitely too wide of a net so that too many people could fall into it. And this is what happened, that people were getting put away for nonviolent crimes instead of violent crimes the way it was supposed to be in the first place, the way it was intended.
Earlier this month, the Justice Policy Institute, a nonprofit research group seeking alternatives to incarceration, issued the last installment of a three-part series examining the 10-year impact of California's three strikes law. The report concludes that 65% of second and third strike prisoners were convicted of nonviolent crimes.
In California, the law is so broad that literally you can get a life sentence for what is a misdemeanor in other states.
Vincent Schiraldi is executive director of the Justice Policy Institute and co-author of the three reports. He points out that on a statewide basis, African Americans and Latinos are imprisoned under three strikes at far higher rates than their white counterparts, and says racial profiling, poverty, and access to competent attorneys are driving these discrepancies.
African Americans are locked up at 13 times the rate of whites, which is astonishing. And some of the county by county numbers are absolutely off the charts. In San Francisco, blacks are imprisoned for life under three strikes at 75 times the rate of whites. Latinos are imprisoned at 5 times the rate of whites. And I've been around this prison stuff for a long time. You almost never get to see those kinds of racial disparities.
With the election less than 2 weeks away, the latest opinion polls suggest that 65% of California voters are in favor of the reforms to the three strikes law. Still, the measure's opponents say they are determined to defeat Proposition 66. Yet Schiraldi thinks their efforts could be better directed.
They should be pushing for better reentry programs so that when people do come out of prison, they come out in a way that assures our public safety and helps them turn their lives around.
In Santa Cruz, California, I'm Vinny Lombardo for Free Speech Radio News.